Hi everyone, my name is Thomas Gascon. Thanks for joining me. I'll be going over the COVID-19 pandemic's effects on mental health in students. The COVID-19 pandemic brought isolation and disruption to many aspects of our lives, and education was no exception. Students faced unique challenges as their learning environments shifted, routines were disrupted, and social interactions were limited. In the following segment, we'll hear from students who navigated the pandemic during different stages of their education. Their stories offer a glimpse into the diverse ways COVID-19 impacted their mental health and academic journeys. To start, we have a group interview conducted by Today, in which an interviewer asked several high schoolers about their experiences during the pandemic.
Let's just start with how crazy this past year has been. Tell me, within a couple of words, how you would describe it.
I would say that it was hell.
Hectic, because a lot of people didn't really know what was going on.
It was a roller coaster ride.
It was kind of nerve-wracking and crazy. You're stuck at home behind a computer screen. People are dying and you don't know what else to do.
Does anybody, show of hands, feel like in the past year you've basically been asked to grow up a lot faster than you should normally?
We were expected to have our grades high. We were expected to be okay, but behind the scenes, a lot of us are enduring our own issues, and to expect so much from us, it's very overwhelming. And that kind of affects all of our mental health, especially mine. So it caused stress, and I couldn't really sleep that much. So I was sleeping like at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and then I have to wake up like 7 a.m., 8 a.m., get ready for school.
Before the pandemic, like, my grades were always high. I was always active. My sleep schedule flipped. Because before I would wake up at like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Yep. Anybody else have a sleep schedule flip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? You all did.
Yeah. My GPA dropped. I had to start looking at other colleges, which did not help my confidence at all.
You came here to the States.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic hits.
Yeah.
I just went to my middle school for 1 week. Then we were quarantined. I wasn't comfortable speaking English. And on top of that, I have never met my teachers. So it was really tough for me to manage my classes, but also get used to the new environment.
You don't realize how stressful it is, because as teens, they think that everything is going to be all right.
You're young. You'll handle it. You're strong.
You keep pretending like kids don't have any type of problems. Oh, you're kids, you're going to grow up. It's just a little problem. Now you're going to grow over it. But they tend to ignore what's really happening on the inside.
What stuck out to me about this interview is the ways in which these high schoolers described the effects on their mental health and on their sleep schedules. Here, and even later into the interview, these students say that their sleep schedules flipped completely. That instead of falling asleep at normal times, they would go to sleep much later and, as a result, have difficulty waking up in the morning. They also experienced feelings of isolation, as during the quarantine, having to stay in one's room and being able to spiral in the isolation caused them to lash out, experience feelings of depression and anxiety. While this interview was conducted much closer to the COVID-19 pandemic than current day, I still believe that many of these things have lasting effects on the lives and mental well-being of these students. Next, we will be hearing from a video titled How the Pandemic is Impacting College Students' Mental Health by PBS NewsHour. And just as a warning, the following recording references data connected to suicide.
Drop a pin on a map of the U.S. and the story is much the same. Heightened isolation, depression, anxiety, mental health crises, courtesy of a college experience stripped almost entirely of campus life, tradition, and structure, on top of a pandemic.
College seems like a really far away concept right now.
No matter who you are, it really sucks.
It's really messed with my head in ways I never thought possible.
It's hard to sleep at night because you just sit in your apartment all day.
I think almost all of my friends have started going to therapy since the semester started.
More than 560,000 undergraduate students did not enroll this fall compared to 2019. Even in normal times, those who report mental health struggles are nearly twice as likely to drop out of school than their peers. There are stressors for those studying remotely.
It's very exhausting. Definitely, Zoom fatigue is real.
And for those making the trek into classrooms.
Since I commute a lot, I try to be as careful as possible, especially knowing that
a few of the people that I know that has gotten the virus have been really, really sick. They were very near to death.
1 in 4 Americans between the ages of 18 and 24 reported having seriously considered suicide in the last 30 days, according to the CDC. And nearly 70% of college presidents now say student mental health ranks among their top concerns.
What struck me the most about this PBS NewsHour was the way in which college students were already identifying the ways that the pandemic was affecting their mental health, reporting heightened anxiety, heightened depression, and the need to go to therapy. Similarly to the Today interview, many of these students admitted that the isolation of the pandemic was the major cause of their mental health struggles. Now let's turn to the research and explore the effects of COVID-19 on student mental health, drawing insights from a study published in the National Library of Medicine. The study, titled Student Interviews Exploring the Influence of the Coronavirus Pandemic on Graduate Nursing Education, offers valuable perspectives on the challenges and transformations that emerged in graduate-level nursing programs. Conducted in July 2020 at a university in the Rocky Mountain region of the U.S., the study involved interviews with 11 graduate nursing students, capturing their experiences during the initial stages of the pandemic. Students described both positive and negative changes in their connections with faculty and peers. While some students appreciated the increased accessibility of faculty through online platforms like Zoom, others missed the in-person interactions and the sense of connection that came with them. One student noted that while Zoom facilitated communication, it lacked the physical presence of face-to-face interactions. The study also revealed the importance of student-to-student communication, with peers providing support and a sense of shared experience during the pandemic. As we move beyond the pandemic, it's important to reflect on the lessons learned and consider how we can create a more supportive environment for the future. Educational institutions should establish channels of communication and ensure students feel heard and supported. The pandemic revealed the importance of human connection, even in virtual settings. The study acknowledges the effects of social isolation on mental health, and educational institutions should implement strategies to support students' well-being and create opportunities for social connection. By learning from the experiences of students during the pandemic and implementing strategies to support their well-being, educational institutions can foster a more resilient and thriving learning environment for the future. Thank you for listening. I've been Thomas Gascon.